Welcome to A Girl in Progress, the self-development podcast for millennial women working on themselves for themselves. We believe it's possible to strive to become the best version of yourself, while also accepting yourself exactly as you are. Whether it's giving you a glimpse into the daily routines of inspiring women, or sharing the stories of those who started before they felt ready, this podcast is all about encouraging you to take imperfect action towards your goals and find productivity and success on your own terms. As for me, I'm your host, Emma Norris. I'm a journalist, author, cheese enthusiast, imperfect action coach, and the founder of agirlinprogress.com. Let's get into the episode. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the A Girl in Progress podcast and our first solo episode in quite a while, actually. I hope you're all having an amazing 2021 so far and are keeping on track with those goals you set for yourself at the start of the year. We've just entered quarter two of 2021, which is kind of crazy. And if you're anything like me, this is probably that time of year where you start to think, oh crap, I've ticked off maybe like two or three things on my goals list. But hey, maybe achieved a bunch of other stuff that hadn't even been on my radar in January. And that is completely okay. Sometimes we have to adapt and pivot and change course. But the series we're about to kick off today is going to help light a fire under you for some of those projects and goals that you're still excited and passionate about, but just haven't quite got around to actually starting. So without further ado, I am so excited to welcome you to the Action Takers series. So in this four-part series, we're going to be covering how you can get out of your own head and out of planning mode and into aligned, imperfect, and consistent action in every area of your life, from your work and business to your wealth, health, and relationships. You're going to get actionable tips you can implement straight away to start supercharging your progress towards your goals. So to kick us off today, we're talking about an area where I know a lot of people struggle with perfectionism and procrastination and overwhelm, and that is creativity. And this is an area that I myself am all too familiar with. So for those of you who don't know a lot about me, I'm a writer by trade. I studied journalism at uni and started my career in magazine journey before moving more into the digital world. And even now, I still do a lot of writing both for clients and for myself. I've done well over my 10,000 hours, they say it takes to master something, and I write literally thousands and thousands of words, and I still struggle with writer's block from time to time. I think we can all relate to that feeling of staring at a blank page, waiting for the words to come, and essentially just feeling a bit creatively constipated, if I can be so crude. So you don't have to be a writer to experience this, like whether you're a business owner or trying to write some social media captions, or a coach trying to create an online course, or an artist working on a new piece, or even just an employee trying to write out an email that you've sort of written and rewritten over and over again. We all have to flex our creative and communication muscles from time to time. So the content in today's episode will be relevant even if you don't consider yourself a creative per se. Because our words are really one of the most powerful gifts we all have. We can use our words to entertain, educate, persuade, empower, depending on which ones we use, in what order, and how we use them. So by creating content and putting it out into the world, you're really opening yourself up to new opportunities, whether it's being discovered by a new client who needs exactly what you're offering, or writing that cover letter to apply for the dream job, or even just finally writing that book you've always dreamed of. But getting those words out onto the page can be hard. Sometimes you just don't feel that inspired, or maybe you're obsessing over every single word because you just don't feel like it's the right one. And then all of a sudden it's been an hour and you've written like one paragraph. I get it because I'm actually experiencing this right now as I write the script for this podcast episode. But having been writing for over a decade now, I've also developed some go-to strategies for overcoming that creative perfectionism and breaking through writer's block and just getting that content out into the world. And I'm going to be sharing three of those strategies with you today. So tip number one is give yourself permission for it to suck. I've spoken about this before, so I do apologize if you've heard me say this before, but it's really such an important strategy that it bears repeating. I find that where so many of my clients get stuck with writing is they're putting too much pressure on themselves to be brilliant. But your first draft doesn't have to be brilliant. Like, that's why it's a draft. So what I often say is, what if you gave yourself permission for this to suck? And sometimes to really get my clients unstuck, I say, what if you tried to make this suck? There was actually a masterclass I watched with Judd Apatow, who's the director and producer behind movies like Knocked Up and Bridesmaid, and he talks about doing the vomit pass when it comes to writing scripts. And that's really just brain vomiting words onto the page until you fill the page. And this really ties into what I'm talking about here. Sometimes the cure for creative constipation is the vomit pass. And I'm sorry if you're eating while listening to this, but just getting anything, something out onto the page, it's so much easier to just go back later and perfect it. So my second tip is start from the middle. So there's something particularly intimidating about trying to write the first sentence of an article or a social media post or a uni essay. There's just something about it that feels too like official or like you're trying to pull something out of nothing. So don't. Start from the middle instead. Usually when I'm writing a blog post, I won't start from the first sentence, but rather I'll map out all the subheadings and paragraphs that are going to be in my article and maybe even start with writing one of those. And then I'll go back and write the intro. And I really find that taking this approach gives me the momentum to keep powering through my article without getting stuck in that perfectionism. And my final tip is find your flow. Now, this is something I talk a lot more extensively about in my course, Procrastinator to Action Taker. So I'll just give you a brief summary here. So a flow state is a mental state where you're fully and completely immersed in whatever you're doing. So you might have experienced this when you're doing something you really enjoy, whether it's, I don't know, playing a video game or working on a painting or even creating a website if you're into that kind of thing. Before you know it, hours have passed and you're like, oh, where did that time go? But in a really nice way where it's just felt like it's, you know, just been so easy and effortless. And again, there's a lot of different ways that you can get into this state. But it really is the holy grail of creativity and productivity because, like I said, when you're in that state, everything just flows so effortlessly. But one thing I want to let you know is we tend to most easily reach a state of flow when we're tackling a task that is slightly more challenging than our previous skill level. So a task should feel challenging and slightly out of your comfort zone, but not impossible. So I find a really helpful thing to do for this is to make sure you have all your research already done and easily accessible before you start writing. So it helps sort of bridge that gap and make it a little easier for you. But if you still find it feels challenging, don't worry. That's exactly where you need to be. So just keep pushing through those and use the other two strategies that I've mentioned in this episode, and you'll be in that lovely, productive, creative flow state before you know it. So there you have it. By following these three tips, you will be smashing through perfectionism and writer's block and taking action towards your creative projects before you know it. Make sure you tune in to next week's bite-sized episode to learn how to become an action taker when it comes to earning and saving money. And if you're after a little more help unleashing your inner action taker, I'm so excited to let you guys know about a brand new membership I've created and am soft launching first to you guys, our amazing podcast community. So the Action Takers Club is a virtual co-working club for ambitious women. With our virtual hours of power, you'll complete productivity 1-hour sprints alongside some other amazing like-minded women. So with experts' guidance and accountability from yours truly, you'll access a state of deep focus to make massive progress towards your goals and projects. So no longer will you keep putting off that project that's been sitting on your desk for months or let that overflowing to-do list fill with easy yet boring tasks hang over your head. With our virtual productivity sprints, you'll supercharge your momentum towards your goals and even make them fun. So are you ready to get more done in 1 hour than most people do in an entire week? Head to the link in bio or actiontakersclub.progressmedia.co and put in the code PROGRESSPODCAST at the checkout to score your exclusive 20% discount off the Action Takers Club. See you there. Thanks for listening to the Girl in Progress podcast. If you like what you heard, make sure you hit subscribe and leave us a review. You can also check us out over on agirlinprogress.com, the online destination for women working on themselves for themselves, or get social with us on Instagram @_girlinprogress. Can't wait to see you there!